Heavy Hinges has been described as a sublime ruckus, a beautiful collision of rock, soul, gospel, and western. In truth, what Heavy Hinges is a well-balanced assemblage of rock, pop, country, and traditional music, with roots that run quite deep into the music of gospel choirs, chain gangs, and saloons. They have a reputation around town of putting on very powerful live performances and have established themselves as one of Cincinnati's must-see bands. The group has just emerged from the studio with their debut album, Mean Old City. Recorded by Matt Haneman at Newport's Audio Grotto and mastered by Ashley Shepard, Mean Old City is the band's attempt to bottle some of that onstage lightning. Co-lead singer and guitarist Dylan Spieg and bass player Andrew Louderman used to play together in the high-energy Buckra. After the split up of Buckra, Spieg met up with vocalist slash ukulele player Maya Banatwala when the two worked together at Arlen's Bar and Restaurant in Clifton. From there, it was a mostly simple matter of incorporating guitarist Jeremy Singer and drummer Brian Williamson to round out the roster and start making some cool music together. Don't try to go against that water. That river only goes one way. Everything you love and hope for, the river's gonna wash away. Heavy personal issues at the very beginning of the band's life started things off in a dark direction. But together, the five have found a way to incorporate those emotional experiences into truly heartfelt, gutsy blues rock with just a touch of jazz and funky R&B for flavor. On stage, Spieg towers over Banatwala, but when they vocalize together, there's an obvious chemistry between them, like that of Jimbo Mathis and Catherine Whalen. In the same vein, though she may be diminutive in stature, Banatwala has a voice as big as the sky itself. An American Lily Allen, Banatwala is able to belt out blues and soul just as easily as she can captivate you and make you swoon with her heartwarming charm. Mean Old City is an album full of barroom philosophy, with songs like Booze May Be Your Lover, balanced with razor-sharp humor, like My Hatred for You. One thing I adore about this album is that they took the very gutsy move to include a cover of Tom Waits' Shiver Me Timbers. There are two other covers of more traditional southern folk tunes in the album, but Heavy Hinges manages to take Waits' melancholy, whiskey-soaked original and camouflage it as a downright danceable, high-energy pop song. And the foam lifts and the sands are shifting, I'm drifting on out. Yeah. Oh, Captain Ahab, ain't got nothing on me. Yeah, so for my favorite track of this week, I'm going to have to go with Can't No Grave Hold My Body Down. The song positively radiates with self-reliance and inner strength. With its biblical allusions and powerful calls to do it for yourself, this is a song that could easily be co-opted as an anthem for some social cause somewhere. Everything about Mean Old City and Heavy Hinges, from the rubber-stamped album cover and the stop-motion music videos to their hand-drawn concert posters, shows that this is a true grassroots effort. The band is engaged with their audience on a personal level, and they're taking this seriously, and they have a passion to play and to share their music with the people. At the end of the day, Mean Old City will stand as a lovely artifact by which to remember the powerful, gritty, soulful music of Heavy Hinges. But it pales in comparison to the vibrant energy of their live show. If you want the real deal, go out and experience this sublime ruckus for yourself. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.